Good morning, Rikting. We're starting Chayodim. Rikting Chayodim Kvamim Hey. Simon Hey. Yizur Ma'od Bepiburim Shal Yizur Kem. He has crumbs left over from the meal, from bread. He shouldn't just throw them down into the ground. The Kashal Anius. The Gemara says that shows that you're not Machshav what you have. So Bershim says that the result of that, the person eventually won't have. So it's showing the lack of respect for even the remainders of your food can be a source of anias to people. Vizera machmer ma'oid. The Zera is very machmer on this inyan. The Zera is specifically talking about bread. That bread, because of the various different psukim which indicate the chashivas of bread, so then disrespect it, even the shirayim of it, throw it onto the ground, can be a source of anias for the person. The person will become impoverished. So what should you do with them? Chayyadam says, you can't say yitin loyves. You should gather them together and give them to the birds. So the Chayyadam is really saying two things over here, that no one, you have to gather them. You can't just let them spread out by themselves even. You should bedafka actively gather them and take them. You should do something positive with them. And he says that the positive thing would be giving them to the birds. Now, there is modern poetry would say that when he's referring to giving it to the birds being a positive thing, he's not referring to the birds of Hefker. He's talking about people would keep birds. People would have chickens or grow chickens. They live in those type of things. So, or if you didn't, your neighbor did, there was somebody around who definitely had birds which had to be fed. So using this for that purpose is considered a positive usage. But it doesn't necessarily mean you have to take every time you have leftover bread, you have to take it to the park and feed it to the birds, especially since they say you shouldn't, they don't want you feeding the birds because there can be so many birds. But nowadays, the poskim said that nowadays, Kanievsky says that we don't have birds, so therefore there's no need to gather them together and do it for that purpose. But what does come up, and the question is how to throw them out properly, because we're saying that you have to give a certain amount of cover to them, etc. So how do you throw them out? So the pieces which have, which are the size of a kazayas, so the person should gather them and wrap them in something before they put them into the garbage, because putting it into the garbage is considered destroying it, because it's with all the other stuff there. But if it's wrapped in something which will keep it, so then it's only like a groma, eventually it'll be destroyed, but that's not your maisa. Okay. Knocking them off into a place where they will be stepped on, like crumbs and Shabbos on the table, one can't do. That's considered you're putting it in muck and bizoyan, and then eventually you're being ma'abed them by stepping on them. So that's like two no-nos. There's a fascinating Sefer HaChinuch which says that derech chasidim anshei ma'isa is to try not to waste anything, throw anything out. I think in our society that's quite difficult to keep. And he puts it under the Isra Baltashkas. So over here, actively destroying something which is still usable and still edible would be considered an element of Baltashkas. So the question which they grapple is, why don't we argue that this is an issue of Baltashkas? Various different answers that give regards to that. But again, Reb Chaim Kanievsky and the Stipler say that since nowadays our derech is not to use these things, so for us it's not a useful item. It's not a useful item. It's not baltashkes to throw it out. So one would be allowed to throw it out, but a person should do it in a derech covet. Pieces which are less than a kazayas, which can add up to a kazayas. So some remark were the same as a kazayas, that a person can't throw it out. Now, the Magen Avraham says even pieces which are less than a kazayas, you can't be ma'abed them be yadayim. So if you hold throwing into the garbage can, it's considered mimamet biyadayim. So preferably, if you have leftover food, which is not like the sevim bread, but leftover food which is still edible, it would be preferable to at least wrap it up before you put it into the garbage. So whatever damage which happens to it happens on mela. A question comes up if you have these chasna halls, these type of things. Then end of the chasna, they throw out food, large amounts of food. So Rabbi Yashar was asked in regards to baltashkas, and he said since the tircha involved in saving the food and then finding some venue to give it to, and the cost of it would be greater than the value of the food, that's not baltashkas. Or if there's a lot of tircha involved, so the Gemara talks about baltashkas, the Gemara says that if you have a conflict between this or baltashkas on an item and the tircha on the body, which will result in a wearing down of the body, so it's a baltashkas to gufa. So the Gemara says baltashkas to gufa is odif. So he applies the same concept over here in regards to baltashkas and in regards to the element of being ma'abed rechlim. If the other option is that much more difficult, time-wise and financially, so then a person is not mechuyev to do that. One last point about pirurim, and on Shabbos, once they're no longer edible, so they become muksa. So during the meal, the assumption is they're not muksa, because a person might pick up some of the little pieces, crumbs, and eat them. But once a person has benched, there's basically just waiting to be destroyed and thrown out, because you don't eat them, you're not going to wash again, just eat some crumbs. So sometimes they become muksa. And so preferably a person who wants to clean up a table, a person can clean up a table before benching, when they're not muksa. Or if a person does wait to after benching, there are ways to take it off, which would address the muksa problem, and we'll maybe clarify that in the next share before we move on to the next simon. And meanwhile, have a good day.